Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the College Cookery Podcast. Today, we are going to be making cheese buns, and this can be found in the Geeky Chef Cookbook, which has a lot of really good stuff. These are actually really good as like a side dish or anything like that. They're a really nice small roll, have a little bit of cheese in them, so it's just perfect. But what we're going to need is we're going to need about 3 cups of flour, and we're going to go 1.5 cups at a time. We're going to need 1 packet of active dry yeast. That's what you'll find just sometimes in a packet. Sometimes you'll find in a glass jar, but that's our yeast. 1 tablespoon of sugar, 1 teaspoon of salt, about 3/4 cup of cheddar cheese. I'm using sharp cheddar. And just like the flour, we're going to break that up. And then 3/4 cup of another cheese. This calls for Gruyere cheese. And I used Parmesan. Any kind of cheese you have on hand is fine, usually a white cheese. Then you're going to want about 1/2 cup of warm milk, 1/2 cup of warm water, 1.5 tablespoons of olive oil, some kind of oil or something like that for greasing your bowl and your pan, and then about 3 tablespoons of butter that you're going to be using midway through our process. But once again, really simple recipe. It's a little time consuming with having to let bread rise, but it is really good, really quick, and it's sure to be a hit. So without further ado, let's go ahead and get started. All right, so starting off, what we're going to do is we're going to take about 1/2 of our flour, so about 1.5 cups, and put that into our bowl. And then we are going to take about 1 tablespoon of sugar. This is what's going to actually feed our yeast and help everything rise. About 1 teaspoon of salt. With either of those, if it's a little more or a little bit less, it doesn't super matter. But just about 1 tablespoon of sugar, about 1 teaspoon of salt. You don't really want to get those mixed up. Otherwise, you're going to have really salty bread that's not going to rise. Put that in there, and then 1 packet of yeast. Now, if you don't have a packet, that is okay. The jar of yeast, 1 packet is like 2.25 tablespoons. So because I don't want to dirty another measuring spoon, and because it doesn't have to be exactly precise, I'm going to put in, just use my tablespoon measuring cup or measuring spoon, and just eyeball about 2.25. Not going to be perfect, but as long as you don't get too much or too little, it's not really going to impact us that much. But we're going to take that for a second and just stir it around just enough to incorporate it. And then we're going to go ahead and measure out our liquids. We're not going to pour it in yet, but you're going to want just about 1/2 cup of water and 1/2 cup of milk. Doesn't really matter what type you will use. And if it's warm, great. If it's not, I'm not warming this up just yet. Not really going to impact it. But we're going to set that to the side because before we add our liquids, we're going to add some of our cheese. So I'm using sharp cheddar and Parmesan. In place, you can use medium or mild cheddar. We're going to do about 1/2 cup of that and just put that in with our flour. The recipe calls for like a sweeter white cheese, something like more akin to Swiss. I'm using Parmesan just because that's what I have on hand. And I think it's going to be a little bit more of a bite, which is what I'm trying to go for. But we're just going to sprinkle both 1/2 cup of each of that cheese into our flour. Just stir that around for a minute. Don't have to mix it fully, just enough to incorporate it. And then we're going to add both of our liquids. 1/2 cup of warm water, 1/2 cup of milk. Going to add enough liquids, help dissolve that yeast, things like that. And we're just going to stir it around. Don't go too much. We don't want to fling stuff everywhere. We want to go ahead and get that incorporated. Now, this is going to be very, very, very wet. It is not going to hold together a lot. That's because we still have a lot of flour to add. So you didn't do anything wrong. Just keep stirring that. This will just help get everything nice and mixed in. And then we will be good. Now, once we get that all incorporated, what we're going to do is we're going to add some olive oil. And we're just going to need about 1.5 tablespoons of that. So not a great amount, but just enough that we can actually sort of go through there. Most breads are gonna call for something like vegetable oil, but with the cheese and everything, we're using olive oil. So it doesn't have to be exact, just somewhere right around a tablespoon and a half. And I am just purely eyeballing it or using a measuring stick, but not necessarily getting it exact. That is okay. And we're just going to mix that together for just a minute or two. Make sure we get that oil fully dissolved. Oil and water doesn't necessarily like to go together because one is polar and one is non-polar for anyone who is taking chemistry. But we want to just get that all mixed together, make sure that is nicely mixed. You don't have to go too hard, but you want to make sure there's no lumps of flour, there's no lumps of oil, there's no lumps of cheese, nothing like that. This is also going to help get that sugar dissolved and spread out and get that yeast dissolved. Got to have yeast dissolved in order to make sure this works. Otherwise, you're going to get parts of bread that are just carbon dioxide, just a giant bubble, and the rest of it isn't really going to be rising that much. But we're just working that down, making sure we get all of that mixed together. We don't want to have any spots of anything by itself. This is also going to start to stiffen up some. Make sure you're scraping the bowl with whatever you're using, something like a spatula. You don't want anything stuck to the bottom or the sides or anything like that. Once we get that, what we're going to do is we're going to add the rest of our flour. So that's another cup and a half or so. So we're going to go ahead, just add our cup and a half. I have a smaller scoop, so I have to do a few more than normal. But this is leave the flour out because we are going to be kneading the dough here in a minute, which is going to need some flour. And if it's too sticky, whenever you're making bread, you're very likely going to add some more flour. So we don't want to put it up just yet. But slowly start to mix that in. Don't splash the flour anywhere, but slowly start to move it around. Very quickly, you'll start to see it clump together a lot more, and it'll be a lot more like bread dough. But like I said, you want to be very, very careful. You're not spilling flour everywhere. Makes a big mess in your kitchen. But once it gets a little bit tougher, you can use your hand if you want. That's what I'm going to do. It's very far from fully incorporated, but I'm going to go ahead and just put that lump of it onto my cutting board. I'm going to flour my hand some. And then if I knead it by hand, that'll keep it a lot more uniform. It'll be a little bit easier. So I still have a lot of flour in my bowl. I'm just going to pour that all out. Careful not to get it all over my counter. And then we're just going to start to knead it together. Some parts are going to be very sticky where there's not as much flour. That's okay. Just knead it, slowly going into that stuff that's not really dissolved, that loose flour. And over time, you're going to get that nice and uniform. So, any way that kneading works for you works. I like to flip it over itself and push down and sort of go in a circular motion. Just anything that'll help work that bread, work that dough. This is going to help that yeast, going to get those strands of gluten together. It's going to actually hold our bread, things like that. It is very sticky, so if you ever need to flour your hands again, just take a moment and do that. That will keep the dough from sticking, but over time, that flour will wear off, getting worked into your dough. So you just have to reapply it sometimes. But make sure you take that ball of dough, rub it over your cutting board, pick up any pieces that are falling out or weren't incorporated, and you're just going to keep working that in. And if it's super sticky, just take some time, add a little bit more flour. Don't add it a lot at a time. You can always add more flour, but you can't really take it out. Now, if it's too stiff, You can always add a splash of water, but you want to use that sparingly. Otherwise, it can sort of mess stuff up. But we're just going to work this for just a second, making sure everything's nice and worked out, getting those strands nice and put together, and just making sure we're going to have enough to actually make our dish. But you'll notice it starts to get easier and easier once there's no pockets of sticky dough and no pockets of flour. And you just want to keep working that in for a minute or two. I'm just kind of using one hand. You can use two hands. I'm sure someone who has baked a lot longer than me can tell you what's the best way to knead dough. But I have not had any problems with this so far. So we're just doing it like this. This is a different experience because you're kneading dough that has cheese in it, but same process as anything else. Folding it out, stretching it, moving it around, helping get those gluten fibers nice and stuck together, which will get us a nice finished bread. But once you get that nice and soft, you're going to want to make sure it's not dry, but you don't want it really sticking to your hands. And once you get it to a place that you want, you can sort of form it into a ball. And what we're going to do is we are just going to take a splash of vegetable oil, use vegetable oil, canola oil, more olive oil, sort of anything. And we are going to actually use the bowl that we just used. You don't have to. A lot of people use a new bowl, but I am not really wanting to do more dishes. So we're just going to put a splash of oil, grab just a paper towel, something like that, and just rub down the sides. This does have that stuff still dissolved in it. Little bits of a little bit of flour stuff that didn't get on. And we're just going to pop our dough ball in there and rub it all the way around, making sure we get that completely covered with that oil. Now what we're going to do, I'm going to turn on the light in our oven, and now we've got to just let it rise. Everything is completely oiled. We're going to get some plastic wrap, something like that, covered up, and we're going to let it rise for about 30 minutes. If you have a colder environment, if it's cold outside, or if you don't have a light on in your oven, it might take a little bit longer. Typically, you wait until it's about doubled in size. We're not going to fully double in size with this, but we are still going to put that in our oven and let it set for about 30 minutes. So we will be back once it has had time to rise. Right, so this next step is actually going to be pretty quick, but we're also going to do a little bit of prep before so we can move on to our next step. But what we're going to do really quick, our dough hasn't risen a lot, but what we're going to do, you're just going to take it, it'll have risen a little bit, and just sort of press it down again, get rid of some of those air bubbles. This is okay. This is going to help that gluten a little bit more. And we're going to do a full rise here in a little while, but just press it down for a bit, and then we're going to put it back and let it rise for about 10 minutes. Now, the other part we're doing in those 10 minutes, we're going to take about 3 tablespoons of butter and we're going to melt it. And then after those 10 minutes are up, we're going to actually start with our next step. So we'll see you then. Right, so it's been about 10 minutes. So what we're going to do, we're going to go ahead and take our bread out and we're going to take our cutting board from earlier and we're going to just put it on there. And now what we're doing is we're going to separate it into about 20 roughly even sized balls. Doesn't have to be exactly even, but what I'm going to do is I'm just going to take it, try to break it roughly in half, and then we're going to go from there. So that'll be about 10. Split it in half again. That'll be about 5. We're going to roll it out and just pinch it off. Now you can be a little bit more scientific about it if you want. I'm not going to be too worried about this. We just want them roughly even. They don't have to be exact. But if they are too off, you're going to have some that are fully cooked, some that are a little doughy, and some that are a little bit too cooked. But as long as they're relatively close, that's okay. Just breaking them off, rolling them into balls, making sure they're roughly the same. You don't want to make them too big or too small, but it's not an exact science. Let's take those, roll them together. These are very small, so makes them really easy to distribute, and you're going to have about 20 of them when you're done. Now, if you wanted to make them a little bit bigger, you can. It'll just mean you'll have to bake them a little bit longer and you'll have fewer, but that is not that hard to work with. But I'm going to separate a couple and then I'll let you work on the rest on your own. But what you're going to do, once you get several of them separated out, you're going to take them and you're going to put some in some melted butter. We just took those couple of tablespoons. We're going to place it in there, sort of around, just get the top, and then put it on our baking sheet. Now I'm using a relatively large baking sheet, and I've got a silicone pad under it, but you can use wax paper, anything like that. Spray it down with nonstick spray. Doesn't really matter. You just want to coat the top and just let them sit there. Now this butter is going to give it a nice silky, glossy finish once you finish baking them. But it doesn't have to necessarily be an exact science, like we said. And you're just going to arrange them on there. You want to have them a little bit spread out because here in just a minute, we're actually going to do our bulk rise. And you don't want them all melting together. So you just got to be careful. Couple inches should be fine. Kind of depends on how much our dough rises, how warm your environment is, things like that. But you just gotta be a little bit careful. Want to make sure we just work that dough. If try not to work it too much, you don't want to just absolutely break everything down. But working it a little bit is just fine. You don't have to worry about if some of them don't look like there's a lot of rising done, because like we said, that bulk rise where we're going to get all the height, all that regular bread feel from it, is actually going to come here in just a second. So I'm going to finish these up. Once you get all 20 rolled out, like this one, it's actually a little bit smaller, that's okay. Once you get them all rolled out, you are going to let this sit in that oven for about another hour. That'll give it plenty of time to rise. And then you are good to go. Just got a few more. Now, if it's a particularly warm area or anything like that, it might take a little bit less. Just kind of monitor it. You don't want them raising up too much, but you don't want them too flat either. Typically, most breads you're looking for a doubling in size. It doesn't fully double, it's okay. It's not rising at all. Maybe heat it up just a little bit, move it to a window, something like that, because you might have some just really old yeast that doesn't really want to cooperate, or it'll just be a little bit flatter. It's not going to hurt you if it doesn't rise a lot. It just won't have as fluffy of a texture. But some people like that flatter bread. It's really just a personal preference. But we got our last one. I'm gonna dip that in butter. You'll notice they're not all uniform, but that is okay. It's just gonna happen. With how I arranged it, it might go together a little bit. If so, it's perfectly okay. It's not gonna ruin anything. We're just gonna pop those back in our oven. And then we're going to let it sit for about an hour. Monitor them. If they look like they're rising really fast, take them out. Don't let them over-rise. Your bread actually ends up a little bit flatter. But let it rise for an hour, and then we'll get those things baked. All right, so it's been about an hour. Our bread has risen a good amount. Some of them have risen more than others. That's to be expected. But we've got our oven preheated. So, what we're going to do is we're going to take our cheese and we're just going to sprinkle a little bit over the top of each of them really quick. You don't want to do a lot, and some of it will get on your baking tray or whatever you're working with. It's going to happen. You'll just have to clean that off or throw it out. So, okay, you don't want to use too much that you waste it, but I'm going to put a mix on some of them, and on the other half, I'm just going to put cheddar. But it's really up to you. You don't even have to put it on there if you don't want. But I would do find that it does look a little bit better, especially if you put a little bit of cheddar cheese on top. This sort of bakes on. But as we're doing that, we have our oven set to 375. That is what we're going to be baking at. It's also important to know your oven. The oven that I use typically burns a lit goes a little bit cold, so I actually have it a little bit higher. You can get an oven thermometer and check it, but another way to tell is if your meals or anything you put in the oven always takes a little bit longer, there's a chance you might just need to turn it up 5 or 10 degrees, usually nothing more than that, and that usually actually fixes your problem. But you don't want to do it too recklessly, you want to do it at small increments. We're just slowly putting a little bit on there. A lot of it falls off, especially because they are round. If you want to pat them down just a little bit, you can. You can always pick up that cheese that's fallen down. And you don't want a super thick layer, you just want enough that it'll melt and cook onto the top. Just enough, and that does actually, like I said, make it look a little bit nicer too. But for some of them, you just pat it down just a little bit. You don't want to flatten it too much, or else your bread's going to get messed up. But what we got there, we've got those covered. We've got our oven at 375, and then we're going to cook it for about 35 minutes. Now, you want to make sure you're monitoring them. You don't want to cook them for too long. So just keep watching, check and see if they start looking really brown. You can take them out and check them with a toothpick. When that comes out, they are good and finished. When that comes out clean, it is good and finished. So we're going to let it bake for about 35 minutes. Once they're done, we're going to let them cool for a few minutes, and then we're going to try them. So we'll be back once the timer goes off. All right, so pop these things out of the oven and we let them sit for just a minute. Letting bread sit is always important for several reasons. One, because it lets it cool off a little bit. You don't want to burn your mouth on a piping hot piece of bread. But it also lets it cook all the way into the center, which is something that if you just pull it right out of the oven, it doesn't actually let it do. But I could have gone in for a minute or two less. The cheese on top is a little bit crusted, but they still look really, really good. So we're just going to try one. Pull one off. Still incredibly warm. There's some of the cheese still crusted on, but let's see what looks like inside. And inside we got a nice soft bread, so let's give it a try. And that is definitely really good. The sharper cheddar is going to lead to a sharp taste. If you want to use medium or mild, you can, but these are really good. If you want to use them to make sliders, that would be a fabulous idea. But you can also just munch on these by themselves. But I hope you enjoyed today's recipe. I will see you next time. Enjoy and happy cooking. Thank you for listening to today's episode of the podcast. Once again, today's recipe was cheese buns. You can find that in the Geeky Chef Cookbook by Cassandra Reeder. If you enjoyed this, please like us or follow us on your preferred podcasting platform. That helps us get reach more people. And spreading the word vocally is another great way to share this and get more people interested in cooking. If you're wanting information about upcoming episodes or suggest things, you can follow us on Instagram at college_cookery or use that hashtag so we can see what you've made. We will see you around next time. So enjoy and happy cooking.